Because he gave us life.
It's also my acquaintance, no.
We are under obligation.
To live the
kind of life he wants us to live.
See,
that's why scripture says that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah.
Now, Bible no aka says say nipa bi o Christ mu ano ya body e foforo.
All things are passed away.
Nima na dey nyina twam.
Behold, all things are become new.
Yeah, nima nyina aye foforo.
The old life of the flesh of death is gone and gone forever.
Abrabo dada no ana ehun nemu abrabo no ekọ na ekọ kra
e be bi. Apostle Paul in Galatians 2 verse 20 says.
The one osumafo Paul kan no Galatians for mati minu chemodu no.
I am crucified with Christ.
Abobe ni Christ asenuem.
Never the less I live.
Then some see me tell there.
I haven't seen a dead person alive again.
Me who be a who sa tie ase bi o.
So when he was crucified, he died.
The bride born as in him no wu.
But instead of remaining dead,
then say go better so atra wu fu mu no.
He says I live.
What say na what say me tie ase.
But he says yes, not I.
What say mo enye me.
I live.
And I'm tie ase bi o. Me tie ase dia so nya me ya.
But actually I'm dead.
Me wu.
The fact of the matter is that I'm dead.
Me say me ya dia poor dia nkama wu.
But I live.
Na so me tie ase.
My heart beats. Hallelujah.
Ba be so.
Not I. Not by my own power. I'm a dead person from my mother's womb. But so, now that I live, it's from another life. Christ lives in me. And the life which I live in the flesh. Not in the spirit. The life that I live in the spirit. In the flesh. My behavior.
My
conduct. My way of life. Physically. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Who loved me and gave himself for me. And so you can't restrict the life of Christ to only the spiritual realm.
No.
The life we live as a human being on earth normally should be comparable to the life Christ would have lived if we are someone else. I am a taxi driver. I have the life of Christ in me. In fact, Christ has loaned his life to me.
Christ now bosia.
Somebody has left his mobile phone in the car. If Christ were the driver.
Say Christ were driver now.
And I'm an extension of Christ. Will Christ take the mobile phone as his own? So when you do the analysis.
This is what the
and you see that Christ won't do that.
Say yes, Christ won't do that.
You shouldn't even do it.
You
shouldn't even think about it. Hallelujah. Because the life is Christ. You are part of Christ. I can say that you
are Christ.
Short and simple, you are Christ. And so Paul says that the life he lives in the flesh, he lives by the faith of the Son of God.
Paul was saying, Abraham, I said, Jesus, who did you?
It's unfortunate that I couldn't print it.
Because
I wanted it in a booklet form. Later I realized that I could have just made it on a plain sheet for distribution. But
I'm supposed
to come out.
I
have done a companion study. As a follow up to this study. And so last week we were studying with the church here. And we are trying to analyze Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. In the King James Version, it says, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Other versions say that I live by faith in.
Bible
said, so there's a difference between of and in. This is trust in. And this is faith of. So I was trying to get the meaning correct. And I consulted my Greek documents. And it says that the meaning is just a double meaning. That is why in the KJV, the original, the English version, that's the best we have. Says faith of God rather than faith in.
And until now, okay, King James now, okay, say, yet, Yankupon Gidi, and now say, Yankupon Gidi, Nankasa, no, yes, a wounded Gidi, when Yankupon.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Faith stands for faithfulness.
Sɛ kasi gidi a egyina hɔ ma no kredie.
At the same time, we also have to trust in Christ.
So the
KJV version combines two ideas in one. Hallelujah.
King James version la. And some you know what cabo train about.
And so the apostle Paul is telling us that I live by faith in Christ.
Nipo can I say? But I use much dear
and at the same time, I live by the faithfulness of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, because look ready and at trance.
When I trusted in Christ, he also helped
me
by his faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Look ready, so
Christ says that those who have come to him, nobody shall ever pluck them out of his hands.
So the power more bad in channel be to me your move friend in some.
And so when you trust in Christ, he also helps us. He also ensured that we have divine power. We have grace to hold on to his holy life. And so the two ideas are represented in the KJV. I live by the faith of the Son of God. My personal faith in him. And his faithfulness towards me. Hallelujah. But that faithfulness, he will ensure that I will never fall. That is why Jude chapter 1 verse 24 says, he who is able to keep us from falling, keep us from falling from what? Falling from his holy life. Falling from his righteousness. Hallelujah.
It's
the Lord Jesus Christ. So once you believe in Christ, he also takes over our life and helps us, ensuring that we don't fall from his holiness and from his grace, because he lives forever to intercede for you and me. Hebrews 7 verse 25. And so Christ is the reason why we live, and so we are indebted to him. Romans 8 verse 12, it says we are indebted not to the flesh but to the spirit, and that spirit is the living Christ. We are bought at a price, not on, so we are not on our own. We are bought at the price of the blood of Yeshua
HaMashiach. Hallelujah.
And therefore we are told to honor God with our bodies. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20. In Acts 20 verse 28, the Holy Ghost is identified as Christ, who purchased the church with his own blood. That's why we don't accept the doctrine of the Trinity. The last Adam is the living spirit. That spirit is Christ. And so the term Holy Spirit is just the presence of Christ with us. It's not a different entity at all. There's no name given under the sun whereby we shall be saved except the name of Christ. And Christ is that spirit. And
where
the spirit of the living God
is,
there is freedom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have been bought. In the olden days, when slaves were bought, did you ever see a slave who had freedom to do what he wanted? Even today, as workers' employees, can we behave anyhow in the workplace? You have been hired, and you are told to report at your workplace at
8:30.
You stand before the personnel manager.
Thank you for
accepting
me.
As a worker here, I'm stating my own condition. I'll report here at
9:30.
Whether you like it or not, I'll report
there.
You'll be fired instantly.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And so, if you have been bought by Christ,
and say yes, Christ, what you are,
Christ had the power over us.
Yes, go, yes, to me.
But the beautiful thing about Christ is that,
yes, dear, yes, go, yes,
he buys us into freedom. Hallelujah! In the olden days, when the slave trade was at its peak in the United States of America,
a
time came when the British realized that it wasn't good.
Emma ingredients ya brofu unse nkwato no kra enye.
And so they put a ban on the slave trade.
And unto mutwa nkwato mu ewo ingredients ya bochime mu.
Those people call themselves abolitionists.
Near from say abolitionists. Dipa won person obutwa bibi mu.
And so they took the campaign to the US.
And unto almost say say de no a obutwa nkwato mu no almost say the free ingredients ko America ma mu.
Some of these people were very rich.
And
so they took monies along with them. And they will go to the slave market. And then they will negotiate. And they will buy these African slaves. And when the slaves are bought, they expect that what should happen to them is the usual thing that happens to all slaves. They expect to be taken to a plantation. They expect to be taken to other places where they will work. They will talk. But these abolitionists who are against the slave trade, they will tell them, I have bought you. But I bought you into freedom. Hallelujah! So you can go free. This is what happens with Christ. When we are in bondage to the devil, Christ came. He bought us. But he set us free. Hallelujah! You shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah!
Man.
And so, Christ gives us a law.
And Jesus,
the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah!
Man.
So, God's law is a law of freedom. If you go to town and you see somebody being chased and being called a thief, it doesn't mean that he has obeyed God's law.
So also be Ukrum. Naman for Pamro Krom Fo. And don't just wouldn't Yanko Pomra so.
He's not free.
When if I hold it.
He has obeyed another law.
What could you mean for Rubiso?
A law of bandage.
And my didn't pack a
law of sin and death.
And why they
call in trouble.
Hallelujah.
And so in Christ it is freedom.
And yes to somebody if I hold it.
But the certain is that when light came into the world, people love darkness rather than light.
Now we're also gonna say and
so Christ has bought us.
Jesus
and he says he owns us.
No,
he owns our body. And so our body should be used to honor God. The body that's used to honor God is the body that has been ridden of the lust of the flesh. When we die with Christ, we crucify the body of sin, so that you no longer serve sin. And sin is what? The transgression of God's law.
You
know that we should no longer continue to transgress God's law. Now that Christ owns our body. And so if you use our body to transgress God's law, it means we are using a possession of Christ to dishonor him.
Let us say, Adia Yesu Diano, yet the Yadia ancient and Munyam.
Where is what belongs to Christ against himself?
Say, anybody, Adia Yankupon and Christo Diano, yet the Yadia Etiao Christo Diano.
Which means that we have mishandled Christ's property.
Let us say, Christo, and Japadi or the Mayan Yahoo.
That is why he can destroy us and judge us.
And don't know which Bibu Yatan was saying.
So let's go to Romans chapter 6. Reading from verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. That the body of sin might be destroyed.
And
so now that you have been crucified with Christ, the body of sin, your body should no longer be given to sin. That henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead with Christ is freed from sin. Hallelujah. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. Hallelujah. Death has no dominion over him.
If you say, would it to me, I want to so.
And so Christ died because of our sin.
See, so you're born into the
and death has no dominion over him again.
Now,
and so Christ will never die again. And so once he died and rose up with us together,
he
must never sin again. That
will
require Christ to die.
Again.
And so now that we are risen with Christ,
we
must maintain the holiness. We must maintain the righteous life of Christ. For he that died, for him that he died unto sin once.
If say yes, who we are no, no precope.
But in that he lives unto God.
If say we are sorry, you know, so no, what you say, many uncoupon.
And so likewise, recall yourself also to be dead indeed to sin.
Yes, so you my body out, but see, I was a class, a one
but alive unto God through Jesus Christ.
I at last say, I'm a Christian.
And so verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
And you also sabre, Mumma Bonnie, Nipedia, a beway mo in the morning.
Let not sin be a king in your body.
And my bonnet, it needs a nipedium.
This mortal body.
When I'm nipedia, I can't.
Do you understand the expression? Do you understand the expression?
Sasa me, I can't do what I see, Yipa.
Mortal body.
We nipedia, a wee.
Body in which dwells death.
Nipedia, a wee timono.
Death is in the body. But don't allow sin to dwell in the body. Because a time will come.
If you break it,
if you don't allow sin to dwell in your body, the body will no longer be called mortal. The body will be called immortal.
You will
be called immortal. You
will
be called immortal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so you learn that we have eternal life. Only a transformation will have to take place. A small transformation. Very small. I and you. To whom the word of God has come. You have life eternal. You have passed from death to life. Whether you understand or not. Whether you know or not. As we explained earlier.
Even
when you were coming to this world. To be born into this physical
world.
You didn't see anything.
You
never realized it.
One, two.
You just came in.
And
so believe by faith. Hallelujah. Accept by faith. That you have eternal life. Whether you die physically and you are
put
in the grave, it doesn't matter. It doesn't take anything.
And she said,
what remains that Christ has come into your life
and
he has given you eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the only caution he has given us that you must not allow sin to live in our mortal body. The body is subject to death. Because we are sowing something.
You say,
those who sow to the flesh shall reap of the flesh. Which is corruption.
I don't know.
Those who sow to the spirit shall reap eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Galatians 6 verse 8. And so the question is there. Let not sin therefore dwell in your mortal body. That ye should obey it in the last thereof. Now that is your members, that's the body parts. As instruments of righteousness unto sin. Never use your hands.
If I want that,
nor any part of your body.
And I only
nor your legs.
And I want that,
nor your mind.
And I want
nor your brain.
And I want
for sinful activities. Because the whole body belongs to God.
If said,
belongs to Christ. Hallelujah.
Man.
As those that are alive from the dead. From the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. And so if you didn't understand,
this is not one thing, yeah.
Now you have been told,
say the word,
your hands is not yours.
Your
legs are not yours. Your body is not yours. Your stomach is not yours. Your head is not yours. Your brain is not yours. Your eyes are not yours. And so Christ tells us, if you look upon a woman and you lust after her, you have committed adultery with what? Her already.
Jesus
in the spirit.
When someone whose
eyes are you using to look after the woman?
It is that the woman.
Are you using the holy eyes of Christ?
What the Jesus any kron kron
for that grievous
deed?
Christ will judge you on that account.
Yes, we will tell us that.
Now, are you going to use Christ's hands to steal?
Who the Jesus sabe kwa kwa kron?
Are you going to use the hands, the legs, and all the body parts of Christ for evil deeds?
What the Jesus Christo nai? Any ni pedia keni na kwa kwa mumu yo?
Unless you accept that they don't belong to Christ, then you can use
it.
But the scripture said that without Christ we had no life.
That's why Bible says Christ owns us.
And because Christ owns us,
let's say Christ owns us.
We have nothing to say about what
he tells
us about our bodies. It must be used for his service alone and alone. Hallelujah.
So because
of our fornication, lies, and the adultery that Christ died with us. Burying these sins in the grave.
Ah, you see, sir, your body in Adam.
So that we might write to a new life in him without sin.
Sebeya, you be sorry about Babu Flobo and Rudia, Bonibia
and
Timu.
In this physical world, when somebody dies and is taken to the grave and buried, do we go back and assume the body and bring it to the house again?
As I see where it says, so be who? Nayako Sienwa. What you want penny same pens are fair as I could to the Nankase as I have a few you.
Our Muslim brothers will say haram.
And Cremophore Domaka say haram. She said, Monsieur Gra,
abomination.
A Monsieur.
It can't happen.
Intimima.
The dead can't live with the living.
They all want to be near as a front tribute.
And so Christ has buried fornication.
The Christ was here,
has buried lies.
Was here, Jama Moatro.
Has buried all the transgressions of God's law.
Was seen Yakupom Rat
in the grave. But some people who call themselves Christians,
let's be on from Sir Christopher,
want to go to the graveyard, want to go to the cemetery, to assume this dead things. Back to the house, hallelujah. That will never happen. And so, because you are risen in Christ,
if you don't see any Christ,
you must use our body parts. Which we don't own. Never think that you own any part of yourself. And so you must fear sin. Because it's not a sin that we fear. It's but the honor of our body. What would they think of us? Would he be happy if he misuse what is his?
For something he doesn't want.
And so our life belongs to Christ and to him only. So Christ as our Savior and Master, who purchased us with his own blood, determines the kind of life we should live. Because we are not on our own. We had a former master called Satan. Under him we serve sin. That's why I said when God comes to you, you are born again. It becomes a spirit
of God.
And so about the gospel,
we are
turned from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to the power of God. That we should be counted among those sanctified by Christ. Hallelujah.
Acts
chapter 26 verse 18.
As one for the table,
Colossians chapter
1
verse 13. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
Colossians for my tiba kuchi mudu biensa.
You have been translated from the power of darkness.
Where you free soon to be asi.
To the kingdom of his dear son.
Edi abai yankop on doba hiliyemo.
And we have made the servants of righteousness.
Abai entene asofu.
It is an undeniable fact that it is the master who determines the station and role of his slave or servant.
Chinyebi eni onse e ura eno chere nakua.
That is the standard everywhere. And so Christ has determined that we should be servants of righteousness. And it is not in our power to question his judgment. To question his decision concerning us. So in very plain language, Christ is telling us that as his servants, our scope of work does not include sin.
And the Christ
and so once we sin, as soon as we sin, we tell Christ that we are no longer your servants. We won't obey you. And so many Christians consider themselves servants of Christ. In name only. Their actions don't So that they are truly servants of Christ. And so
we
read from Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
Downwards.
Now you know not that to whom you yield yourself servant to obey. His servants are ye to whom ye obey.
Once the moon names the Muya City Manono, add your Becaviana Mutino, Sandy Panuana Muyana Qua,
whether of sin unto death,
say a bonnet equal woman
of obedience unto righteousness,
and as a tinny and a city at the court anymore.
And so, if we hadn't realized,
and listen anymore,
the moment we accepted Christ Jesus as our Savior,
a bride Jesus was here, Jemuano,
and our Lord,
and he ran,
we yielded ourselves to him. We acknowledge him as our master. And so, he has every right to tell us what to do. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Hallelujah! And so, it is the doctrine which we accept, which makes us become servants of righteousness. Which breaks the connection with the former slave master, Satan. It's a doctrine. And so those who obey the doctrine of Christ, of Satan, also accept Satan as their master. But the moment we accept the truth of Christ, and we commit ourselves to his way, he becomes our master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so verse 18 says, being then made free from sin,
he became
the servants of righteousness.
And
when we come under Christ, we gain freedom from sin. We no longer serve sin. So when you try to make the two, you are creating confusion. You are trying to serve two masters. And that is impossible. Hallelujah. So what does Christ say? He said to the church in Laodicea that you better be cold.
You'll
be hot.
And I'm on your shit.
I won't accept your lukewarmness. If you are not cold or hot, I will spew you out. Hallelujah! And so with Christ, it might be total obedience. So he has made us servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now, you yield your members, body parts, as servant righteousness unto holiness. Hallelujah!
And so
Christ says, as his servants, we must serve righteousness. And by serving righteousness, we live a holy life. For when we were the servants of sin, we were free from righteousness. Hallelujah. We are not under any obligation. Nobody could question us why we are not keeping righteousness. But now we are obliged. We are under obligation before Christ that you will follow him. You will be his servant. And
he
says, if you are my servant, then serve righteousness. Unlike previously, when we are free from righteousness, now we are not free from righteousness. Hallelujah. What we are free from is sin. And so, what fruit had he then in those things which he did formerly and are now ashamed? Because the end of those things is death. Hallelujah. But now being made free from sin and became servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness. The outcome of your new life in Christ is holiness. And the end everlasting. 23. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Through Christ, hallelujah. Our Lord. Some people preach based on this scripture alone.
And they say that
you say you should keep God's law. You don't have to give any law of God in order to earn salvation. Nobody is trying to earn salvation here. Because the eternal life is a gift. But it is a reward. Hallelujah! You must produce fruit unto righteousness. Unto holiness. And when you do that, God will reward you by giving you what you cannot attain by your own power. Hallelujah. He will reward you with the gift of eternal life. And so
whilst
eternal life is a gift from God, the life of Christ in which dwells the eternal life is a holy life.
Yes, Christo na braba and also down quatimono and also your conquering abrabo.
It's a righteous life.
I tell you abrabo.
You cannot handle the life anyhow you want.
Once you think Fabra one yesterday,
so if you take hold of that Christ life of holiness
and say Christo abrabo conquering some year
and you preserve it in holiness,
that's all your soul what in him.
God will reward you, hallelujah,
by
giving you the gift of eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so the body part of fleshly sins is the body fit for the master's use.
Wasi ni pedia bone ene ni mafini mu no eno ene sa wura no betim da bibia ma yeye.
This is the vessel cleansed and set apart for the use of the master of the house. Hallelujah.
We ne adia wura no hu se ho tie ntio de asi we ye kronkron manu a ono adia na adia bi.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
Yen ko Timothy mu eto so me no ti me ti wadio no ko ma dio no ba ko no.
If you want to be used by the Lord,
so person yakopon do ye adwuma,
we must purge ourselves.
I want say tie ho
and be sanctified.
Now you hold here,
so that he will fit for the master's use. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. And so, as human beings, God can use all of us. But he says, some will be honored, some will be dishonored. As Pentecostal believers, we are available to be used by God. But he
sets
a condition, hallelujah. If you are going to be used by the master of the house, you must purge yourself from these things. He shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Amen.
And so when we sanctify ourselves by ridding ourselves of all uncleanness and holiness, then the Christ life is attained.
And unto say it here, huh?
You have just learned that Christ is our master. And we know the typical master-servant relationship. The servant is always low. The servant is at the lowest position ever. But in Christ, things are different. How do you go to your house and you see the servant sitting at table with the master? Dressing the way the master dresses. Having the same comforts the master has. But with Christ, it is different. Hallelujah! He wants us to live the kind of life he lives. He wants us to conform to his very nature. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, he says,
Matthew and take
my yoke. Christ, my yoke. Take
Jesus
my yoke. Upon you and learn from
me.
For I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. And so he wants us to conform to his nature.
And until you say yes, sin is super pepper.
So Romans chapter 8, verse 29 says,
the Roman from what you watch, what you don't cross say,
for whom he did for new,
or so who will see
it for no, he also did predestinate.
Will you almost see?
To be conformed to the image of his son.
So among send a banner is subine.
So that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah.
Now my and when you abakai.
Brethren of the same father. Of the same mother.
One in Yesu when you know by and we are no freja baku and abaku.
Having the same standing.
Ah when you mujinabi and
living the same life.
Or brabo you know.
That's why he promises in Romans
chapter 3 verse 21.
He who overcomes, I will grant him to sit with me on my heavenly throne. Even as I overcame, and I was granted to sit on the right hand of
the
Father. Now the servant is seated on the throne of
heaven.
So are you really a servant? Are you really a slave?
Hallelujah! Amen.
Christ is showing us how to live the life of obedience.
So
that you'll be exalted in the glory of the Father. And so the life of Christ is not a different life. The very same life lived by Christ today. The life of holiness he's living right now. Life of righteousness is living right now. And so Christ is our new nature.
And the Christ is only
our new self. Which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 22.
Ephesians chapter 1,
verse 4. He has called us in order that we might have the divine nature. And the transformation is so complete that our very minds must also be conformed to that of Christ. Because when Satan corrupted man, he corrupted his understanding and his mind, so that by the time of
Noah,
the Lord was grieved in the spirit. Because the thoughts of the interest of the house of man was evil continually. And so God said that
you're
going to destroy the whole world population, including animals. But then Noah found grace in the sight of God. For Noah walked with God. And because Noah walked with God, he was given grace to escape the flood. Hallelujah! So grace is help from above to do what nobody else can ever do. So when the whole world was given to evil, Noah was the only person who found grace. Not to transgress God's law. Grace to keep God's law. Grace to
work
with God. And so he was favored. Hallelujah. And so when Christ comes to your life, our very minds are changed. Those who are not born again by the Spirit of the living God, when they wake up in the morning, all their thoughts are thoughts of evil. I'm going to the office today.
Me ko office ko juma mune.
I have been told that money will come to the office from the central treasury, from the government.
Me nyane ntie se sikabi efra ba mu ba no penya se ngweto akra.
I have to pay the workers.
I say bitu juma efo no.
But I can't give all the money to them.
Na di vani nyina mo mo.
So he will sit up 3:30 a.m. in the morning.
Ni oba so no pa no be nsa ne fa.
Strategizing.
Na fi wo dwene kwae a.
I will use my pen.
I'll
balance it to the left and to the right. I'll cancel this. I'll open a new account. I'll do this. So from morning to the evening, all his thoughts are thoughts of evil. Hallelujah. This mind might be changed. If you are to have the new life in Christ, somebody will have thoughts of fornication. I've seen this lady. I have to bow me. I have to do something to gain her. So from morning to evening, for even a month.
Bible so be cry.
You be planning.
No, bad na open one and we dwin ho.
Hallelujah.
We hear kwai obefa so.
The mind has been corrupted by Satan.
Adwin no bon samwa say no cry.
And so when Christ give us his new life.
Yes, o ma yen na brabo for na.
We are changed in totality.
Na fe die wasesa yen cry.
What the pagans and the wicked people consider to be joyful, to be something great. You see it quite differently.
And near my, we are supposed to say a niji dear effort.
The pleasures of this world.
We are saying
they don't mean anything to you.
Say
because you have been changed.
So what's the song?
Your mind has been changed.
What do you mean, sir?
Your priorities have been changed. Hallelujah.
Hear one, sir.
But physically, you are still kwado.
Unam from the other side,
you are still ama.
Other side, ama.
If you say that I'm life of Christ is me. So now. Just a month ago, when you became a Seventh-day Pentecostal member, you say your life has been changed by Christ. So,
no, okay, yes, Christ is a brother of the team. We say, now no day, I be busy. I walk on Seventh-day Pentecostal. I don't know what you say. Why we use Christ as a brother?
So you go to the disco again.
You go disco view.
I won't do this again.
Who you will be?
I won't eat this food again.
Minister,
I
won't do this again. Who you will
be? What do you mean? They will not understand you.
I want to ask you.
But something has taken place in your inside.
Yes,
and it's reflected on the outside. Hallelujah.
Dead, you won't know.
Something in the inside.
It's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Something in the inside. It's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Something in the inside. It's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the change Christ has wrought in your life will be made manifest.
And until Zachariah, Christ of the Abba, my faith is about 30.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 says,
every so far by 19, who don't so not say,
because you have received a new life from Christ.
It says, "See, I Christ Abraham before front."
I say, therefore, to you,
make us some say,
and testify in the Lord.
Dear, don't see already.
That ye henceforth walk not as others.
Please, Abraham, one nanti said, "Yama memu fuwa kan nanti biu."
Those who don't possess the life of Christ.
Omo omuni Jesus Christ Abraham.
Their walk of life is different.
Omo Abraham, let us see.
You have received the life of Christ.
When you Jesus Christ Abraham.
So you shouldn't walk like the Gentiles walk.
It is the
vanity of their mind. Having the understanding darkened.
So omo omajuni edu sum.
Be alienated from the life of God.
Now what you are free, Yankupo hire hunting.
They are separated from the life of God. But you have embraced the life of God.
Well, Jesus,
and so you can't walk as the Gentiles walk.
Don't even answer them, I'm for Nantino.
Through the ignorance that is in them.
And I'm born here
because of the blindness of their heart.
And I'm Omo Akuma.
Who being past feeling have given themselves over to to work all uncleanness
with greediness.
But you have not so learned Christ. Hallelujah! Christ is the model.
Christ is
the model you must follow. His is not a Gentile life. His is not a wedding life. So sometimes, some Christians feel bad. When they are in the high institutions,
so you make see be more,
and their friends, their so-called enlightened friends, are living a life they want to do, but because they are Pentecostal believers, they can't really embrace that life.
So be I know what you make see be more. None of them fufu a sabi. Omo ko ankaya brabo mo. Omo babrabo biya. Oya Pentecostal. Don't you mean you be no? Ya na hano.
But they should be proud. Hallelujah.
Man, that's a bazaar. So many generations
are born. Because you are living the very, very heavenly life of Christ.
Is that what? Yes, to some proud, but pan what it is shown, and I would tear say what I see.
So the two of you, who should be ashamed?
It is mumumi and who are the yes to some proud, but no.
Who should feel bad?
One else in the new world.
If a lady and a Christ-like says that, you should cover your head, so the angels of heaven will keep you company, will guard you, will protect you, will treat you as a royal.
So your ba now the Bible tell us we are Christian Ibanti, Katawtiso, Sabe also above one by one by Maria also be our probia.
And your friends and says that it's not good.
Now we come from Katao saying yes or bow Katawtiso to you to Tinozoa.
Between the two of you, who's more privileged?
Mummy, you know why Pan and Quenya Quenya, eh?
Who's honored?
Why an octet Munya?
Hallelujah!
Amen.
So today I'm telling you what you have become in Christ.
Internet, may I say the why you're a Christian?
And so he said, you have not so learned Christ.
It's
so that ye have heard him.
Say I am Papa wa church.
And have been taught by him.
Now church said
that the truth is in Jesus.
Said no Christ Yesu mwa.
That you put off concerning the former conversation.
And they said,
which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
And
be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So in the same story, the Apostle Paul wrote the church, the Christians in the city of Philippi. Let this mind be in Christ. Be in you, which was also in Christ.
And so, because
we have assumed the life of Christ. We have assumed everything about Christ, including his mind.
So the
Roman saints, the same apostle wrote,
and be not
conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good,
acceptable
and perfect will of God.
Romans
chapter 12, verse 2. That perfect will of God is to live the way Christ would have lived.
This is the basic truth.
This is the bottom line. For this noble purpose, God sent his son.
1 John 1:9.
And this was manifested the love of God toward us. Because that God sent his only begotten son into the world. That we might live through him. And so Christ is our new lifestyle. In John 2:6, you have been told. 1 John 2:6, you are told. To walk. In other words, to live as he lived. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, the Apostle Paul says, be ye imitators of me, even as I also imitate Christ. So the message is clear. Believers of whatever status, as businessmen, as professionals, as artisans, must live our lives through Christ. That is according to Christ's model of life. Christ's example of life. He is the standard in everything that we do. We are not alone. We are not on our own. He owns us. And he has replaced our old carnal nature with his incorruptible seed.
Read in
1 John 3:9. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin.
So
does not practice sin. Does not sin on a habitual basis. You will sin Sunday, Monday, every the whole week. The whole month. The whole year. All your life. And you sin deliberately. Such a person is not born of God. So he said, those who are born of God, they are not committing sin. For his seed remains in him. And notice, he cannot. Because the life he lives, it's not his own life. And the life of Christ does not know sin. It cannot sin. It won't sin. It shall sin. It shall remain holy. Hallelujah. And so he says he cannot sin. Because he is born of God. Hallelujah. And so what is that seed? The seed is the word of God. Luke 8:11.
1 Peter 1:23.
The word of God is sown into our very being. And when the seed is sown,
so it
germinates. And so when the seed is sown into our very being, the result is that we bear fruit. And we bear the fruit of righteousness.
And so dia abano ye mua yeso.
And righteousness is the essence.
Aba yeso no so ye tende na tende so.
Of the life of Christ.
Eno ne Christ na bra bonwa ye kanwa.
Christ is righteousness personified.
Se ye ka se Christ a eno ane se nipa no ye tende eno ano no.
Is holiness personified.
Eno ane se ye kronkron.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And is one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Na eno ne honhom no aba no baako.
Who is Christ?
Why ne Christ?
The fruit of righteousness is the fruit of the Spirit. And what is the Spirit? The Spirit is Christ. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And so in fact you become one with Christ. In both thinking and behavior. His likes become our likes. His dislikes become our dislikes. Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 2 tells us
close to and such
the beautiful story of our closeness with Christ. It says, since you have been raised with Christ, raised from the dead, from the grave of sin and unrighteousness, set your hearts on things above. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above. Not on earthly things. Hallelujah. Earthly things are the lust of the flesh. Are all the things that constitute the transgression of God's law. Handsome, read the book of Galatians. The apostle of Galatians, the Galatians, they don't see God's law.
If you don't offer Bible, no can kind of Galatians from mana. Oh, who you are so
the Lord talked about the ceremonial law of animal sacrifices.
Now can't more for the boy
and they presume that apostle is silent on the moral of God.
Na ebasa na say ni pano. Oh, who knows say Galatians from mana? And can be be and find your copo mana same
drum. But you take a look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21.
Now, so the Yabutana Kai Galati for Roma, it did not to move don't compare the new back on
the rest of the flesh.
Unamu Numano
and compare it with the Ten Commandments.
Never saw Unamu Numa Buddy on Faculty to Yakupon Bransim Duno.
If it's not the Ten Commandments expressed in another form, Hallelujah!
Yam Bransim Duno and Yakupan Sa Kanakan Fufu.
And so, whenever you see the rest of the flesh,
and it's also the Akasa Unamu Numa,
they are these that are against God's holy law.
Not to say any power, near maybe a way, it's in Yakupon Brano.
The rest of the flesh.
When
you follow the rest of the flesh, you are transgressing God's law.
It's simple.
But when you do the rest of the Spirit,
you
are keeping God's law on the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That is it. And so, he said, we set our hearts on things that are above. How do we do that? Verse 5 gives the answer.
It
says, mortify or put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Because you have forgotten, you have relieved yourself of the earthly nature.
What you want free, we are saying, and I want film as I see so abroad.
You have emptied yourself of your carnal nature.
When I'm in Yamana, the woman, what you need in a few,
and you have put on Christ,
and that is so I say,
and Christ is heavenly,
Christ also will free so,
and the whole life of Christ against the earthly life of pleasure.
Now you saw abroad also free so, it's here when I'm from abroad, I will as I see so.
You should put to death sexual immorality,
Saint Yonkun, a Jamamo,
impurity,
a fiend,
lust,
a corner,
every desire,
a musubon.
Which is adultery. And so, in fact, what this scripture tells us is that even though we are on earth, the life you are supposed to live is a heavenly life. Hallelujah!
The after some year, the catch it and say, "Who did you say was as so dear?" Now, so Abraham,
because according to 1 John 4, verse 17,
so okay, you had the woman in it, you do so.
As Christ, our life is in heaven, so are we in this world. Hallelujah!
Can I say? Said the Christian Abraham was on Sani
and Sieti, we are saying, and because it is a heavenly life,
he says, Yosra Brabunti,
it requires the power of God to live it on earth.
He hears a couple to me and sign it to me this Abraham at Tasasiso.
That's what Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says.
Na Romans 4 matimo chichi mudu na say.
As many as are led by the Spirit.
Dodo Yakobo onkonko no di o manim kai no.
They are the children of God. Hallelujah.
Yakobo ma.
And so if you want to live the heavenly life, you must be led by the Spirit.
If you want to be so to so babo no mu, o so Yakobo no di o manim kai.
You must be empowered by the Spirit.
So Yakobo to me ma wa ho den.
She must be given the ability.
O se o ma ho ho den.
To live the holy life of Christ by the Spirit of God.
So Abraham konko no tena se o Yakobo.
And so we see that our sonship as children of God is bestowed by grace.
But it is enabled
by the Spirit of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And so you have been called as a son of God. But if you live as a son of God in the flesh of that,
what is Abraham not
come to your aid?
And
so God has chosen us by His grace to be His children. Without His Spirit empowering us, we cannot reach the standard of righteousness required of us. Hallelujah. And so to live the life of Christ, you must be indwelt by the Spirit. Otherwise, we are none of His. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. So Christ is our new life.
Christ only Abraham for from.
And is lived by the Spirit. For it is the Spirit that gives life. John chapter 6 verse
63.
Christ is the words that He speaks to us. They are spirits. And they are life.
The Christ will catch you and say, and some will catch you and you are home home na a young kwansu.
And so our old carnal nature obey the law of sin and death.
And it's your brother that are not yet Timono. No, no, dear, you sit here at the map, Bonnet and Uwu.
But with a new life in Christ.
Now, so I won't fry you with Christumono.
You have received a new guiding principle.
You're now quenching for Fruby.
The principle of the new life is that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you and me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah.
My quenching for Friday say, Christo Yesu munkwa ho mra no agye afri bone ene owu emra.
So we see one law brings bondage.
Nti ehu no say emra ba ko e de no mfa na eba.
Another brings freedom.
Emra no ba ko so de fa ho de ene.
Freedom from what? From sin.
Fa ho de ene afri de ho bone ho.
And its consequences.
Ene bone no so aketi e
jina. Consequences of evil.
Ai mo ni nyina aye bone.
And so what the law could not do.
And nti de emra no entumi anye.
The righteousness the law could not instill in us. Because of something. God has condemned it by Christ. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 3-4. For what the law could not do. In that it was weakened through the flesh. God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So that something will happen. Hallelujah.
So yeah, baby, baby.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
So the
flesh, but after the Spirit. Some people assume that this speaks not in favor of the law. But in condemnation of the law. Because the law is weak. The law cannot save anybody. The law is irrelevant. They make a very sad mistake. From the first sentence.
Okay, so
they realize that the law was supposed to do something. So when God delivered the children of Israel from the house of bondage. Even before He gave them the law on Mount
Sinai.
The law is eternal. It's the divine nature. Expressed in words. And so, if you say the law has been cancelled, you want to say that.
Hello, try.
God's character in nature.
Hello, try. Testing my
so, Kasa, let us hope so to say, Yankopon.
It's no longer applicable. And so when you received the children of Israel from the house of bondage, He said, if you obey my voice and keep my commandments,